Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I was sad and then I loved you and it took my breath.
Here we are. Studio B, Monroeville, Bowser Chevrolet, Paul Zeiss, and the savvy old news hound. Don't we sound great on these mics?
Yes. I love these mics.
I love this place. I'm still angry. I'm still angry. I'm angrier than I was yesterday about this Jared Jones thing.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait,
sorry, did I dispense something with the formalities here.
Did I do something here?
What are we doing? What are we doing? This kid Tanner, and he's 27. Excuse me. Tanner Huck, Red Sox. Complete game yesterday. Oh, my God. What a big risk that was. 96 pitches or 94. 4 days rest, normal rest, three hits, no runs. Like I said, he's 27 years old. He's never gone more than 114 innings in a season, so they used up 9 of them. They must be very scared about what he's going to do in September. Well, they took a guy out of a historically epic start. Paul, there's people who are saying by some metrics, including 50 of 59 strikes,
right,
it was one of the greatest starts in Major League history. They took him out of the game. I'm still reeling from this 2 days later.
I think what Zangrilli said, was it Zangrilli who said, going back to when they tracked, in 2000, when they started tracking strikes, and it was the first time a pitcher had thrown less than 60 pitches and had more than 50 strikes or whatever, 50 or more strikes.
He was one play away from carrying a perfect game. It was literally a perfect pitching performance. And they took him out after 59. So let me get back to the thinking. What I imagine the thinking was here, we're going to take him out after 59 because if he got to 67 or 73, one of those big starts in August might be compromised. Am I right about that?
That's the rationale. But it wasn't. They didn't take him out because of 59. They took him out because it was the end of the fifth.
I forgot. Yeah, the five innings.
And that is where I drew the line.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I know this probably puts me a little bit in the firing line. I don't mind them being cautious with pitchers at early in their career like this, but this is not the way to do it.
I agree with you there.
Not at all.
Skip a start then. Skip a start because we don't want to be subjected to a perfect, historically great start.
Right.
It's like, yeah, we're going to show you this movie, and then in the middle of it, we're just going to cut the film.
But do you even have to skip a start? You could do things like insert, I think they're going to call Quinn Priest. It seems like that's the guy that's coming up, right, for tomorrow because Gonzalez.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like that's who's going to be. I mean, everybody's holding out hope that it's going to be Skeens.
No, it can't be Skeens. He's on a pitch count. He's on an inning count. We don't want to have him up here.
His first game
will go 33 pitches and pitch a no-hitter.
Right.
And they'll take him out.
But if you build it around a day off,
Yes.
Like tomorrow's a day off, right? Today's a day
go
off.
Go to a six-man rotation then.
Or what? You could do that maybe for one time through or two times through, and then all of a sudden Jared Jones goes from maybe possibly having 28 starts to having 26. There's a lot of ways you can do it without these arbitrary five innings in this game, no matter what happens. You know, because my thing is, we talked about yesterday. So if he would have thrown 15 strikeouts, you were going to take him out of the game.
Right. 30 pitches. Couldn't somebody have raised their hand when they were saying this is going to be five innings no matter what? Everybody agree? Somebody in the back. What if he has, like, I don't know, 50 pitches through five innings? Could he go six then?
Here's the thing, Joe, that sometimes, you and I are old fogies a little bit. And this is just sort of the way baseball is nowadays.
I'm not buying that. First of all, we're not old fogies. We're the same age as Sully. We're not that much older than Dan Hurley. Our sports prime. And this is not an old fogey versus analytics argument. Because I've had people in the analytics community say, what the hell is this?
But my point is, this is how all of these young, newer general managers and, the whiz kids, the math guys, this is how they are all wired. So my thing is, in that room, say there was eight of them in that room, there probably wasn't anybody in there that pushed back and said, well, we shouldn't do this.
Clearly. Like, goes three pitches an inning and gets a ground out on each and has 15 pitches through five innings?
Like, to me,
can he go six then?
Like, to me, I liken it back to, guys like Verlander, A.J. Burnett. Could you imagine Shelty walking out to the mound at the end of the fifth inning or whatever with
A.J. Burnett would have started a fire in the dugout.
A.J. Burnett would have told him to go back.
Right. He told Hurdle that. Yes. Remember, when Hurdle wanted to take him out of a game, all Hurdle did was look at the bullpen, and A.J. Burnett started yelling at him from the mound.
Yes. So my point is, we are in a situation where I like those older guys or those older pitchers or whatever you want to call them who wanted the ball. They didn't, and I imagine a guy like Jared Jones, probably is a guy that wants the ball. He's young. Maybe two or three years from now, if they tried to pull some of this stuff, he would be like, no, we're not.
Here's the thing. I wanted to ask you about this today. I'm glad you brought it up. There's no way Jared Jones feels the way he spoke the other day. And we've all now been conditioned. We've seen Jared Jones.
Right.
He wants to fight people
every
at bat. He said after the game, it was predetermined I was going five innings. Do you want to see me down the road or do you want to see me get shut down? That's what I think of it. And actually, as I read that quote out loud, that's not him saying, yeah, this was a great decision.
No.
That was him sort of coming to this idea that they're going to shut me down later if I hit a certain inning.
And that's exactly how I read the quote, Joe. When I saw that quote, there were some people who were trying to make it out that he was saying, oh, I'm in agreement with what they're doing.
Right.
And I read the quote four times. And every time I read it, I come back more convinced that he didn't like the decision, that he didn't want the decision.
Well, he added, it's awesome that they're looking out for me and my health. It's a good thing to see.
Yeah.
The fact that we've reached the place where the pitcher, even just for public consumption, says that this is a bad place to be.
It is.
Because they're, like you said yesterday, they're already going to ridiculous lengths to protect these guys.
Yes.
And it's not working. It's pro sports. We had the same problem, an even bigger one, with quarterbacks in football.
Right.
This is pro sports.
Guys,
you're going to get hurt.
Guys get injured. And the thing about it is when you read what he had to say, he's basically saying, I really don't have a choice here.
They're
only going to let me pitch X amount of innings this season. I'd rather have them come later down the road, to which I would argue, but you had a chance here to maybe go two or three more innings.
At least one.
Get a nice win and, continue to build on your resume.
Strasburg's a great example.
Right.
They did everything
possible. They
held him out of the playoffs,
yes.
I think, one year. But he still got hurt, and in the end, he helped them win a World Series. One year he's healthy. So if you tell me that Skeens or Jones is going to have Strasburg's career, I'm okay with it. there's only so much you can do here.
Right.
He's down to 59 pitches. I mean, the ultimate will be, you know what? We're just not going to use Skeens. We're going to preserve him for his whole career by never pitching him.
Strasburg, though, is a great example because you're right. They handled him with kid gloves. They did all the things you're supposed to do. They held him out. They skipped starts. They shut him down a couple of years. They did everything you're supposed to do, and guess what? His career is pretty much over. I mean,
and was riddled with injury.
Yes.
You know, these preventative measures are nothing new. This has been happening for the whole 21st century here, and we're in what some people call an epidemic.
Right.
So I ask you, is any of it working? And is the answer to go to more extreme measures, like pulling a guy from a start in which he's thrown 59 pitches and 50 for strikes, where he could clearly go another inning or two? And then tell me the risk. Is it real? Is that really going to preserve a start in August? Him throwing? It just defies logic.
Yes. Well, here's the thing, Joe, that I think you should also, and we talked about this yesterday.
I'm going to rail against this, Paul.
I know you are.
You and I and the rest of us, young and old, yes, are not going quietly on this one.
My question to that is, if he had only, say he had a couple of one pitch outs and a couple real quick innings, and he only pitched 40 pitches, would they still have shut him down?
Yes, it was going to be five
innings.
Because
it was five innings?
Yeah.
So it makes no sense.
But on the other end, you better believe if he had thrown, 87 pitches and had given up three or four runs through four, they would have pulled him. So why doesn't it work on the other end of that? If you're willing to be malleable based on him having a bad start, where he's inefficient, why can't you be that way and adjust if he's having a historically efficient start? Like, and this is no exaggeration.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The most efficient start in the history of Major League Baseball.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know that Cy Young ever had one like this.
Well, again, they probably didn't have stat tracker back when Cy Young was pitching. But I think the biggest
thing. Did you know that he won five Cy Young awards?
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He also won, 511 games?
Yeah, he did. All of them complete games.
Yeah. That is it. By the way, when we talk about unbreakable records and people talk about a whole bunch of things, how about 511 pitching wins?
Yeah.
That will never become, no one will ever come close to that.
What does Cy Young do if someone goes out after 59 pitches? Pull out a shotgun?
Back in the day, who knows? Maybe.
He was just getting warmed up at 59.
And back then, they were probably like, hey, listen, my arm's a little bit sore, but let me go have a little bit of whiskey in the dugout, and I'll be fine. I'll just go back out and pitch.
Did you know that Ron got the only one-on-one interview with him?
With who?
Cy Young. What were you saying? Paul. Yes. I stayed up last night, getting angrier at this, and I'm angry at Crowley and Dickerson for defending it too.
Yeah,
I'm angry at everyone who's defending this.
Yes. Well, that's, being angry at Crowley and Dickerson's a good thing anyway. So, I mean, that's easy to do.
I know.
We could do it on a daily basis. But I'm not defending it, but I'm just saying it's sort of how baseball is nowadays.
I know.
That's the problem.
We can't give up. Yes. We can't give up the ship here.
We got to keep fighting. But here's the thing. When you see some of these teams, you know, that have old school managers, or better yet, they still have and employ lots of old school baseball scouts, which those guys are becoming more and more rare. And when you see that they've had a little bit of success, then you say to yourself, okay, maybe the pendulum swings back a little bit, but I don't think so. I think it's going, 110 miles an hour in the same direction it's been going, which is...
Yeah, and it's not working. That again is the moral of the story.
Did you ever see the movie Trouble with the Curve? I think I've talked about this movie. Have you seen it?
No.
Clint Eastwood is a baseball scout. He's like 80-year-old guy who's been scouting baseball forever, who's like really knows the game, and his eyes are going, and, you know, he's... But there's a little bit... I mean, it's obviously there's a love story involved in it and everything else, but the reality is the struggle between him and the newfangled, young, analytic guy, general manager, that goes on probably in every clubhouse or every front office in baseball nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, if you watch that movie, you know, he wants one guy, the analytics guy, who's never actually seen these guys, but he looks at all the numbers, wants a different guy.
But I don't want to frame myself as an anti-analytics guy, because it's not
about that. But what I'm saying is that struggle... The balance between that is going on in every single front office is, okay, we have the old school methods, which are not all antiquated and outdated. We have the new school methods, which are not all 100% perfect. So how do we mesh the two?
You leave a guy in at 59 pitches.
I would agree with that, but what I'm saying to you is, if you're asking me, do I think that there were people in the organization who probably said, nah, this is not a good idea, this is not right? Yeah, there probably are a few of those people. But did they have a seat at the table in the decision-making process? Probably not.
And certainly Shelty, again, had 0% with this, but it was such a... I've never seen, like, new age analytics or whatever you want to call this manifest itself in that kind of fashion. It was an all-timer.
Well,
in a way, it's frightening. It's frightening. Like, where do we go from here?
But if you remember going back to Neil Huntington, do you remember when they had their rest program and people were all up in arms because they actually measured how many innings on your feet? Do you remember that? Innings?
They measured how many steps you took when you got to the ballpark for the end of your day.
Yes, steps. Innings on your feet, hours on your feet. They measured like stress level, like, okay, these are running steps. So these ones count more than, you know, if you're just walking, all those things. And a lot of times it led to, you know, just lunacy when it comes to some lineups and when it comes to, you know, certain guys being shut down. Or...
He ran 1,000 simulated games and told him Tyke Redmond should be the three hitter. And then it happened.
Yes.
Maybe that was the first sign.
I'm just saying that.
I'm telling you, this is getting worse, not better. And it's not doing any good for pitchers.
But it's just not
doing any good. Make them all relievers. Make them all relievers who can pitch an inning a day.
Right.
Then you can start with a, quote, rotation of Skeens, Chandler, Priester, Jones, and Solomato, and they can all piggyback every day and go an inning.
How about everybody goes one inning a day?
Right, an inning a day.
Nine pitchers every day.
We'll preserve them till they're 96. They'll be out there pitching one inning.
I think the thing about it is, you know, was it Tampa a few years ago that did that where they had the bullpen game. The bullpenning and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Every baseball person in America that works for a team, that has worked for a team for a long time, that's been a manager, that's been a hitting instructor, has been in the minors, whatever, every single one would tell you they'd rather have five guys who can go seven or eight innings than try to do it that way. And what you found out with that is, no matter how good your bullpenning is, you end up wearing out a lot of arms at the end of the year. It's hard to win that way. You know, and everyone points to Tampa, to which I always say, well, yeah, they're about the only team that has ever pulled that off. But there are still these guys, these analytics-driven guys, who believe that bullpenning is the way to go, that maybe we should, you know, get rid of the starter model and get rid of the, you know, these guys that we call workhorses and just make them all.
No, it's, we're on our way to that.
Yeah, we're, you know, make them all 2 and 3 inning guys. To me, I always say this, and you know, I've talked to enough older baseball scouts, right? Generally, your starter is your best pitcher. Your starter and your closer, but generally your starter. So do I want 3 innings of Skeens and then 3 innings of whoever the else, or do I want 6 or 7 innings of Skeens? You obviously want 6 or 7 innings of Skeens and leave the other guy on the bench. So it is almost a situation of where it is completely irrational to believe that we're just going to go 100% to this bullpenning model.
I ain't letting it go. And then last night you get the kid for the Red Sox going a complete game. On 4 days rest, he's never had more than 114 innings in any pro season, Tanner Huck. So,
well
4-1-2.
Last night, Bailey Falter was actually pitching reasonably well, right? And I think they pulled him after 7. He only had like 70-some pitches.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. You know, if you get late into
pitches.
I know, you get late into your bullpen, though, and he was okay. He was decent.
I was going to say this. I thought one of the most interesting things about last night is that Derek, I mean, it was what, 6-1 or whatever it was, and Shelton brought in Bednar.
Who got rocked.
Right, but that tells you everything you need to know about where they really believe Bednar is. Even they can
say. Did Rowdy Tellez jump into his post-game scrum in case there were any critical questions? Well,
I don't know. I'm just saying. What I'm saying is, Joe's on you're on a heater here today.
I am. I kind of like bitter. It. I'm bitter today.
Yeah, I kind of like it. All I was trying to say was, they obviously have concerns about Bednar. You know, and they're trying to get him work. They're trying to get him as much work as they could. Yesterday's game was a perfect chance, low leverage situation. Game's probably already lost. Let's see what happens when we put him in there. Just see if we can get him an innings worth of work. And now probably there's more questions than answers about him. You know, the hope was that he went in there, got a 1-2-3, and then now this weekend against the Red Sox.
It was said if it was a 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8 inning.
Actually, he didn't even get through the inning. They had Fleming come in and clean it up. But my point is, I think one of the things they're worried about now is it's a one-run game on Saturday night, which I'm sure there's going to be a huge crowd there for the Red Sox. It's a one-run game in the ninth. Are you bringing Bednar in?
He is.
I'm just saying, are you?
Am I?
Are you? Or are you?
Yeah, at this point, I have to, because now Chapman's falling apart, too. So is the lineup. Everything's falling apart.
Again, baseball's a long season. I'm just saying.
That's the problem. I wish it had ended after 10 games. They would have won the pennant.
After watching that performance yesterday by Bednar.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, we'll get to that.
I'm not sure I'm bringing him in. I might bring him in the 6th or the 7th, but I'm not sure I'm using him as a closer this weekend.
We'll get to all of this. I wonder if people are still raging over what we saw 2 nights ago. And more to the point, a lot of you have been watching baseball forever. Maybe some of you coached. Maybe some of you played. There's so many theories out there of why we're seeing all these arm injuries. What's yours? You know, I hear people say too much work in the offseason, not enough. They start at a young age. They don't start fast enough at a young age. They throw too much at a young age. They don't throw enough to get their arms built up. It's crazy. Love to hear from you at 928-9370, 412-928-9370. It's off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We have all kinds of treats today, including our very own Jeff Hathorne, who I believe is over at Penguin's Locker Cleanout, which is happening right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.